Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Have you seen this? You seen that? There's a little Mary's Gourmet Diner, I think is in South Carolina, was offering a 15% discount for people that they catch praying before their meals. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And they've been doing this for 4 years. 4 years they've been carrying on this practice until last week. Somebody from the worked at a radio station, a local radio station there, ate there, noticed this on their receipt, and posted a picture of it on Facebook or Twitter or one of those media things. And there's been just such an outrage. Everybody first is like, "Oh, this is great! This is great!" And then some. I'm being careful. I'm being careful. Somebody, some lawyer, is that a bad word? It can be sometimes. Some lawyer from the Freedom from Religion Foundation decided to bully the nice lady that runs this restaurant into removing this practice. Because it's against the law to give a discount for people praying in public. So she has published this apology to her patrons who may have been offended by this practice. And because it's against the law, she's not going to do it anymore. I really, quite honestly, don't think it's against the law to give anybody a discount for anything. Because you know what? If I'm running a business, I give people a discount if I feel like giving people a discount, no matter what it's for. Now this lady, she wasn't singling out the Christians. She was giving this discount to anybody who would pray. They didn't have to be Christians. They could be Muslims. They could be Jews. They could be Buddhists. Whoever wants to give thanks, give thanks. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing illegal about that. But one of the things, quite honestly, that really, yeah, I've been really angry about this all week, and I really, that's why I'm here with this week. Quite honestly, this is my angry face. Oh. Yeah. But it's not just that got me upset. I've been reading a lot of articles about this, trying to follow this particular event. And one of the articles I was reading in a Christian journal, and I can't remember which one it was right now, was pointing out the fact that it was wrong for this woman to give this discount in particular because praying in public is prohibited by Matthew 6, verse 5. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. That doesn't say anything about not praying in public. As a matter of fact, if we jump to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Pray continually." Now, if we're gonna do our praying in private places only, then we might as well just shut ourselves into our prayer closets right now. We'll never have any encounter with anybody because that's where we're supposed to do all of our praying, is quietly and in private. Now, I'm not advocating. You know, the last thing I'm going to ever advocate for anybody to do, especially a Christian, is to be a jerk. Okay, that probably ought to be one of the commandments. Don't be a jerk. Have you ever been someplace and somebody just started praying out loud in like a public place, like a restaurant? It's I love God. Let's not get this wrong. I love God. I love Jesus. I like to pray. But it's not right to stand up and just shout out a prayer in public. A long-winded prayer. You know, we all like to see those sports heroes when they score the point. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We all like to see that. We all like to see that. We all like to hear about stories of that, of people professing their faith publicly. And I know our family prays. Our family prays. We go out to a restaurant and we will stop and pray. Not ashamed of that. Not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray quietly. We don't draw attention to ourselves. That's what they're talking about here, is drawing attention to yourselves. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. We have public prayer. There's a time and a place for public prayer. And it needn't necessarily be just in church. I mean, certainly we pray out loud in church. We have a time where, you know, the pastor says a prayer in the front, and we have our time of prayer, which is a little more intimate, where we, you know, seek out people to pray with during as part of our service. And that's good. It's good that we do that, and it's right that we do that, and we're going to continue to do that. But to draw attention to yourself, I mean, while this is a good thing, I mean, they would give this discount for you. It was kind of at the waitress's discretion if they saw you doing this. Now, I wouldn't go into this restaurant and sit there with my family. Oh, waitress, we're praying over here. We're praying over here, waitress. Give us our discount. Wouldn't do that. Drawing attention to yourself. Getting your reward in full, your $6.07. You see, our relationship with God is a private thing between us, but it's also a public thing. It's public in the way we live our lives. It's public in the way we walk down the street. You see, we are, as Christians, ambassadors for Christ. Part of why we shouldn't be jerks. We represent God on earth to people who don't know Him. People will look at us, and hopefully we're providing the example where people can say, that's a Christian. That's how Christians act. That's what Christians do. Part of not being a jerk in public. It's important for us to remember that as we pray continually. We certainly are supposed to spend time in prayer with God privately. Quietly. But there are times when it's okay to be out in public praying, even quietly. I know, I think it probably started when I was in high school, praying around the flagpole. They still do that? I hope they're still doing that somewhere. But they decided to take prayer out of the schools. Out of the public schools. And I remember when Robin and I were in high school, at our school, that there was a teacher got fired for allowing kids to use his classroom for Bible study before school started. There would be clubs and groups that would meet in various places in the school before classes ever got started. And one teacher decided, you know what, I'm gonna open my classroom up for kids to come in and do a Bible study, to spend some time reading together and praying together before school starts. And somebody had to complain about it. The teacher wasn't leading the study. He just opened his room up, said, students, come on in, if you know, bring your Bible, and you can do this. And He got fired.
That is crazy.
Because somebody got offended. We're supposed to be thankful. We're supposed to be thankful for all things. And when we go to a restaurant, we thank God for the food we're about to receive. And we ask God to please bless the meal we're about to receive to the nourishment of our bodies, to the furtherment of his kingdom on earth. And we ask God also to bless the hands that prepared it and the hands that brought it to us. We thank God for the people who were taking time to prepare a meal for us. And a good meal, because if it's not good, I'm not going back. And we thank God for the service we receive, because you know, if the service isn't good, I'm not going back. There's restaurants like that. There's restaurants I'm not going back to. But being thankful in all things, expressing that thanks. You know what? If the waitress sees me praying, I don't care. So what? You know what? I can't imagine how somebody could be offended by praying in public. Maybe I'm crazy. But how does someone get offended by that? I spent a lot of time on this forum on the computer, and they know who I am. They know I'm a pastor. And every once in a while, somebody like kind of takes me aside in a little side chat and talks to me about, you know, they've got these issues and whatnot. And I remember once telling somebody, well, I'm going to pray for you. And he said, don't. I said, why not? He says, I don't want people praying for me. Well, why not? Well, I just don't. Well, I prayed for him anyway. But, yeah, that'll teach him. That'll teach him. I've gotten to a point where instead of just telling somebody I'm going to pray for them, I will ask them, may I pray for you? May I have my friends pray for you? And I send them out requests out on the prayer concerns. I haven't come across any problems with that. I haven't come across issues where somebody has since then gotten offended by that. Although there have been times I've said, do you mind if I pray for you? They'll say, well, please don't. But I do anyway. I'm not going to send those out on the prayer chain, but I'll pray for them. Sometimes we'll pray for the whatever issue it is that wants them to not be prayed for. Because you know there's going to be an issue there too. You see, we can't be afraid to express our faith in public. As we live our lives as Christians, like I say, we're supposed to be showing the world how a Christian lives. We're supposed to be showing the world how a Christian walks. We're supposed to be showing the world how a Christian eats in a restaurant, giving thanks, giving prayer, lifting our hearts before God, unashamedly. I remember a couple years ago at one of our Kairos gatherings, we had come out of the prison after a long day in the prison, and we come out and we sleep on the floor in this little Methodist church in the community, and when we get out, we have the support team who's there at the church, you know, praying for us through the day, and they have a meal prepared for us when we get out for dinner because the prison food is not so good. So we come out and we're standing there and we're waiting for the dinner, and the food all comes out as your typical church buffet line, and Father Gary, who's an Anglican priest who's involved in the ministry, somebody asks him, Father Gary, would you please bless the food before we start? And everybody's expecting your typical blessing before the meal. Father Gary walks over to the buffet line and does this. And starts filling his plate. He blessed the food. We are putting ourselves out there. We have a world looking at us and trying to figure out who we are as Christians. People look at us in our everyday lives. They're watching us. And there might be people that we don't know really well, but they're still watching us, and they're still making decisions about who they think we are. Do you think anybody who sees you every day might be surprised to find out you're a Christian? Hopefully not. I remember when I first became a pastor, the first thing I got to do in an official capacity was an Ash Wednesday service. It's when we were worshiping down at the Episcopal Church. I wanted to have an Ash Wednesday service before people went to work so that they could spend the day with their ashes, thinking about their ashes. So I went down and I did the service. There were a few people showed up. And then I went to work at my day job at the bank without really thinking too much about it. And I was wearing the collar. And I didn't think to take it off. So I show up at the bank, and I'm working at the bank, and I noticed people were looking at me funny. But then one young man from another department that I didn't know really well, I'd had a conversation with him here and there, he came up to me and he said, "You know what? If I saw anybody else wearing that around here, I'd wonder. But you wearing that doesn't surprise me." What a compliment, once I figured out what he was talking about. Later in the day, someone in my department came over to me and said, "Why are you dressed like a priest?" But we put ourselves out there. And it's that not being a jerk in public business. The hypocrites who love to pray on street corners to be seen by men. Putting on a show. See, as Christians, we don't need to put on a show. We just need to live our lives. Whether we're Christians or not, people are going to look at us. People look at everybody. Everybody out in public, somebody's looking at. What kind of face are you putting on your faith? Hopefully not this angry face. I'm over the whole receipt thing. You see, it's great that Mary gave that 15% discount. I love the fact that she's doing that, because that's really encouraging to people of faith, that it's okay to get out there and do that. But you know what? If somebody's going to get their nose all out of joint about it, I say let them. You know, it's a shame that she's not doing this anymore, only because she's being bullied by the heathens. I hope that everything gets straightened out and she starts that discount up again. But you know what? I'm not going out looking for that discount. I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to give thanks where I give thanks. I'm going to praise God where I praise God. It's not going to change me. You know, and if I'm ever down wherever this is, is it South Carolina? North Carolina. I want to go to Mary's Gourmet Diner, not just because I like diners, but I think I like Mary. I've never met her, but she's my sister. We're going to go there, and we're going to pray before our meal, because that's what we do. I don't need a 15% discount to pray. You know, if she wants to charge me 15% more, I'm good with that too. It's not going to stop me. I'm not going to hide. I'll pray in my closet, but I'm also going to pray quietly in public. I hope I won't be alone. Amen. And our good and final word for us today, I think, is that we do not need to be ashamed. People are watching us, and if they see that we're ashamed, and they will be able to tell, believe you me, then they'll think there's a reason. We have no reason to be ashamed. We have no reason to hide. Freedom from religion is cow ploppy. I don't even have to look in the book of Hezekiah to see that. This service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place, and if you're having lunch out, don't forget to pray. Amen.